Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Samach Ches, and we are on Samach Ches Amar Aleph right on top. But there's one topic that we have to talk about that we mentioned we're going to come back to today, and that is the issue of Alav Sheyish B'Maisa and Ein B'Maisa. Because we said on yesterday's daf on daf Samach Zayin that Rabbi Akiva holds that even if one is Mikayim Kilayim, one gets Malchus, while the Rabbanan say it's still Usur, but one is not going to get Malchus unless one did a Maisa. We mentioned from the Marafolta that even Rabbi Akiva holds Lav Shem Maisa in Lokar Alav, so it must be talking about some type of small Maisa, and the Machlokas is whether that's Nechshav a Maisa or not. But there is an idea, as we saw the last line, Mechapa B'Kalayim Loket, that the Rabbanan would agree that if one does a Maisa, one would get Malchus, even though if one didn't do a Maisa, one wouldn't get Malchus. And we said that's not so simple, but there are examples of that. Just as by way of example, the Gemara says in Maseches Makos on Daf Yud Gimel. First, in general, Lav Shein B'Maisa in Lokana Alav. What's the source for that? Why one wouldn't get Malchus for a Lav Shein B'Maisa? So the Gemara has two different opinions in Sukkah on Daf in Makos on Daf Yud Gimel on Mabez, the beginning of the third parak, where the Gemara first says maybe it's based on a pasuk, because the pasuk says Imlo Tishmar La Asos as called Divrei Atara Hazos Viksiv, and near that pasuk in Devarim Chavches VeHifla Hashem is Makoscha. And we don't know what Makoscha, right, what the Hifla mitav lazu eni odea mahu, shomer vipilu ha-shofet, vikol lefanav, when the shofet, when the judge bends down the person who's going to get Malchus, omer hafla zu Malchus. So hafla is Malchus, and it says, and lo tishbar la'asos, so you see that's to be a maisa. So it's based on Xeris HaKasuf. And then the Gemara has, after a question, the Gemara has, maybe it's dumya delav dechasima, that every lav that gets Malchus has to be similar to the lav of muzzling, because it says in Kiseitse, Lo Safsum Shar B'Disho, do not muzzle one's animal. And next to that is the source for Malchus, Abam Yakenu. So we say everything that is similar to the lav of muzzling gets Malchus. But if it is a lav She'im B'Maisa, if it is a lav Hanita Glase, if it is a lav She'anita Lasharz B'Sas Bezdin, it's possible to get Misa for that. For any of these and others, one wouldn't get Malchus because it's not Dumya Delav Dechasima. And that might not just be two sources Liftar without Nafgaminas. It could be two different understandings. Because there's a question. Why all these cases don't get Malchus? Why is it? So is there a Svar for it? So if you say it's included in Dumya Delav Dechasima, then Mestama is Exeris HaKasav, because there are so many categories that are included. So it must be. It has to be Dumya Delav Dechasima. What's the common denominator between Lav Shein B'Maisa and Lav Hanita Glase and Lav Shein Delav Dechasima says Bezdin? That seems to be even, the last one seems to be even more chamor. But if it's specific to this Lav of Lav Shein B'Maisa, maybe based on Lasos, so then maybe it's a Svara. Maybe passive violations are less stringent than active ones. Right? Sheval Tase is less stringent than Kumbase. And therefore, maybe that's why Lav Shein B'Maisa wouldn't get Malchus. Right? This was said by the Tumim, Rabbi Yonasan Aibishes. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Choshe Mishpah and in Sivan Lamed Aled, the rules for Psule Edis. So the rule for Psule Edis is Chiv Malchus or worse. And then the Tumim comments there, not so Pashit. Not so Pashit that every time you don't get Malchus. There are some Lavim that you don't get Malchus, but you're still going to be Psule Edis, because there's a technicality that you're not going to get Malchus. It's still the same level of Chumra Sa'aveira. Only, he says, by a lav she'ein bo maisa, you're not nifsa la'edus, because the reason you don't get Malchus is l'kalus ha'inyan. So he has that beferish that it is more kal. Okay, so that's just in terms of the svara. But getting back to our issue, this is said by the Achronim as a machlokas between the Rambam and the Chinuch, or the Magen Mishnah and the Chinuch, but really it's not so simple that that's the case. The Rambam paskins, and the Magen Mishnah explains, in Hilchas Schirus, in Perek Yud Gimel, the Isra of Chasima, right? We're talking about muzzling. The Isra of Chasima. So the Rambam paskins that if somebody muzzles their animal, one is Chayiv Malchus for that. Kol HaMoneya Behema Mile'echo B'Shasa Malacha Loka. If somebody prevents their animal from eating during Malacha, one's going to get Malchus. Shenemar Lo Sachzum Shar B'Disho. Echad HaShar V'Echad Kol Minei Behema L'Chayiv. Any animal, Bein Tamei and Bein Tahorim, any animal you're not allowed to withhold food from. Whether you prevent them while they're about to eat or beforehand. Afilu, and then the Rambam paskins, chasma b'kol loke. Even if you just chosem b'kol, the animal's about to eat, and I make a sound that scares the animals, the animal doesn't eat. I go, and the animal doesn't eat, so then I'm going to get Malchus for that. That's not a maisa, right? We pass akimas vasa, moving your lips is a maisa. So the Magen Mishnah explains, no, because it's possible to do the lava muzzling with a maisa, so then even if you do it without a maisa, it's still going to get malchus. That's the Magen Mishnah right here on this Rambam. The efshar hayali lomar shekolav she'i efshar bo maisa. Ella dibur, if it's impossible to do a maisa, so then that dibur is not called a maisa. Aval chasima kima sheyeshna b'maisa gamur, afa chasima b'kol hi k'maisa. That is the Magen Mishnah. So if it's possible to do it with a maisa, so you're going to get malchus even if you didn't do it with a maisa. This is the Rambam. And what about the chinuch? So the chinuch in 10 different places. The chinuch in many places in mitzvah, Reish Mem Aleph, Shin Mem Hei, Shin Pei Zayin. I'll read it from Reish Mem Aleph, the first one, the Isser of Nekama. The Isser of Nekama, right? One of the Averis that are mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim. One is not allowed to take revenge from their from anyone. But do you get punished? So says the Chinuch, you do not get Malchus for revenge. Shalom len kam shklom shin nimnanu milach likachas nekama miyisrael. Somebody does something for me, I'm not allowed to do something back. And he has the beautiful svara about the explaining. Nekama, we've spoken about this many times, that a person in life is a subject and an object. We have subject, we have bechir chafishes for everything we do, but we also are object. Everything that happens to us, everything that is out of our control, so we're an object, and it was meant to happen. And that's how we have to look at it. So if somebody wrongs me, he's the tool. He's going to have bechir chafishes, and he's going to get punished or rewarded by Hashem, but me as an object, you know, it was meant to happen. But the chinuch ends off that piece and says, somebody violates this and is kava belibo lisno chaveiro al shehera lo achig maleu kara. So Abra loves it. If somebody has the hatred in their heart until they actually do something to take revenge, so that is terrible. But then he says, ein loken alavze lefisha ein bo maisa. There's no maisa. The klal ze yeh biyadcha. Says the chinuch. Remember this klal. B'chol makam shenemar lav sheiva maisa ein loken alav. Even if a maisa was done, you're not going to get malchus. Why? Since it's possible to do it without a maisa, then even if you did a maisa, you're not going to get malchus. Remember this. This is clear. I don't have to repeat it, even though he does repeat it many times. So some say, oh, we have a bona fide machlokas here. The Sefer HaChinuch says many times, if it's possible to do it without a maisa, that even if you did it with a maisa, you're going to be not going to get malchus. While the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam, if it's possible to do it with a maisa, so then, even if you did it without a maisa, you're still going to get malchus. The problem is, it doesn't really fully work out, because there are cases that seem to be, cross shitas, right? First of all, the Rambam says by Bali Rabbi Yimatze, if you like, it's like our case of Kilei Kerem. If you did a Maisa, you get Malchus. If you don't do a Maisa, you're not going to get Malchus, right? So the Rambam, I think Paskins by Nekama also, you're not going to get Malchus, right? So which is like the Chinuch. So some say, well, maybe it doesn't mean, Rabbi Sachs in the Sefer Chazon LaYomim says, well, maybe the Magen Mishnah doesn't mean if it's possible. It just means what's the normal way. If the normal way of doing an Aveira is with a Maisa, that even if you did it without a maisa, you're still going to get malchus. Maybe that's what he means. And there's some, if it's normally done without a maisa, so then you're not going to get malchus. So maybe we could put it all together, one approach. The other idea by a number of the Achronim, they say maybe there's no issue of whether you actually did a maisa or not. It's about definition of the Aveira. That's how you have to look at it. How do you define, is this Isser b'maisa or is this Isser b'lev? Example, lo sachmod. Right, lo sachmod. The Rambam says in Hilchas Gezeila, if somebody covets from something of their friends, so then it's going to be an Isser d'araisa, and you only violate lo sachmod when you actually get the item from your friend. And then the very next line the Rambam says, but you're not going to get malchus for lo sachmod because it's a lav sheva b'maisa. Says the Ravid, how can you say those two lines? You only violate once the Aveira is done, once you get the guy to give it to you, and it's a lav sheva maisa, so you don't get malchus. That's inner contradiction. So the answer, the Evan Azal there, another Achronim explained, no. Lo sachmod is an Isser b'lev. The sheer of how far, when do you violate the Isser, if you covet so much that you convince the person to give it to you, right? That's beyond. That then you've crossed the line. So maybe that's the point. The Isser of chasima is an Isser b'maisa. It's an Isser maisa. Even if you happen not to do a ma'isa in a specific case, but inherently it's an isser ma'isa. Nekama is an isser belev, inherently. Right? That's how it's defined. Sometimes, though, like kilaya karam, our case, or by chametz, maybe you'll say it's not defined like one or the other. It depends what you did. Right? It depends what you did. Harboring chametz is one aveira. Creating a connection with chametz is another aveira. Planting kilaya karam is one aveira. Harboring kilaya karam is a different aveira. So that could be part of our discussion. Okay, so now let's continue with today's daf. Ba'asur and Bahana. So the Mishnah said, if you remember, at the beginning of this parak, beginning of the eighth parak here, has a lot of many rules and regulations comparing all the kilayims together. So kilaya karam is asur to plant, and it's asur Bahana. So what's the source? It says in the Torah, it becomes kadosh. We've had that numerous times. Now the Gemara is going to quote three possibilities. How do you know it means asur bana? Right? Maybe you have to burn it or kadosh and it's just asur b'achila. Minayinchi asur bana. Number one, nemar kan pen tukdash nemar lahalon, and it says by avodah zara pen tivakesh bo. So it has the word pen in both places. Ma pen hamur lahalon asur b'hanaya af pen shenemar kan asur b'hanaya. So number one, avodah zara. Right, we mentioned, I think, recently that there are the four categories that are connected to avodah zara that are all asur b'hana. Avodah zara itself, just review. Avodah zara itself, noye avodah zara, like you put clothing or jewelry on the avodah zara. Mishamshe avodah zara, things that we use to serve the avodah zara. A cup, a shovel, anything that is used in the mishamshe. And then you have tikrov es avodah zara, something that is given to the avodah zara itself, that's hukrav to the avodah zara. So that's mishamshe and noy and tikrov es avodah zara. Again, tikroves, mishamshe, noy, and avodah zara itself. Those are the four that are asur b'hana, and that is the what the first source here, that just like avodah zara, is asur b'hana, so too kelei aker. The istaboy meimar, number two, nemar kan pen tukdash, v'nemar la'alan v'lo yekadesh mibnei Yisrael. So it's talking about having an illicit relation with someone, with a woman who's asur to you. So ma kodesh shenemar la'alan asur b'hana, just like over there, the kadesha is asur b'hana, afkan asur b'hana, so too here by kelei aker. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? The kodesh asur b'hanaya, what the woman, the whatever the kodesh is referring to, some woman who's asur b'hana, she can't bake for you. She can't give you any other hana. Amar Rav Chuna, bi aso asura b'hanaya. It means the bias isser. The hana'a plays a role in the bias isser. So that's the asur b'hana. So too, kilei akarim is asur b'hana. Before we get back to kadesh specifically, there is a very important discussion that Rav Yosef Engel has in Aspen Daraisa in Klal Chaf Dalid, where he talks about the principle that comes up in Meseches Kiddushin and Meseches Krisus, misasek b'chalavim v'arayos, chayiv shekein nehena. We know generally there's a patur of misasek. If somebody is involved in an avera, but they don't realize they're doing the avera, right, then they're going to be putter. Right, it's even less than shogig. Shogig is a ma'isa aveira with a chiv karbon. Right, what's misasik? That's a big discussion. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva where he discusses two types of misasik: misasik that is hafkas ha-maisa, and misasik that is ma'isa with a ptur onshim. And he says maybe there's a difference between Shabbos and kala tarakula. But the Gemara says that if you're misasik with ma'achalas asuros and bios asuros, then you could be chayv anyway. Chayv anyway, even though you had no idea that you were involved in the Aveira, Shekein Nehene, because you got Hana. You got Hana. And that's somehow substitutes for the Kavana. So in this Klal Chaf Dalid, in the Asman Daraisa, he discusses the Bios Asuros, and he says that Hana is part of the Etzem definition of what's Asur. Vine Yishlavi Raya Od, Da'ach Hana'as Bia Hiha Isur, Bi Isure Bia, Lo HaMaisa Bia, Shaharei, it's not the Maisa Bia, but it's just the Isure Bia. Says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, what's the raya? Sharei b'isurei bia ha'isha overes kama ha'ish. Right, by isurei bia, the man and the woman have equal isurim. Even though the Gemara says, v'ya'isha harei enena oseha ma'isa klal. The woman doesn't do a physical action. She's considered what's called karka olam. She's passive in the act, and yet she gets the same avera. And this is the kind of, doesn't get into the issue of yesh b'maisa, ema b'maisa, like we said before. V'yemkein mahi avera shala. Inema d'rak ha'maisa hiya yisir. V'yal karchach d'rak hargashas hano hiya yisir. Lo ha'maisa. That's what he says. V'yal kein. Kivan, jagama isha nen, is v'nabiya l'chein shaper hiya veres kimo, kimo ha'ish. So then he quotes a couple of, he quotes a Tosfos of Maseches Baba Kama that says, but one second, if it's about the hana, then shouldn't a man get two averis? Right, he should get for the Maisa and for the Hana. Dim Lokain, Hari Roisha, Ish Yavar Shtayim, Shari Ose Maisa Befoal, Viha Hana Hari Nechsheves Bifne Atzmala Maisa, Shari Haisha, Nena Ose Maisa Clown, Vialfa Pekin, Chayves Bipas Hana Luchud, Shechsheves Maisa, Imkain, Haishu Ose Maisa, Vigam Nehene, Hahavilikilu Hayose Bez Maisim Shabia, Varesh Yavar Shtayim. V'yakarcha, so it must be that it's not true. De'ena ma'isa iser klal. It must be that the ma'isa is not the iser at all. It's just the ma'isa that brings to the hana. Rak hana ya iser. And that's misasek b'chalam arayas. Shekei nena means that's the root definition of the iser. El d'v'gabi ish ein koshi madu achai malkos v'chatos given d'v'gabi ish ish ma'isa ima hana. Shari yo osim ma'isa b'fo'al. But a woman is still going to get it, the iser, even without the ma'isa, because the avera is the hana itself. Umeata nira, and he says that's the what the Gemara means. Misasik b'chalam v'arayis shayiv shkei ne'ane haino mishum de'ein ha'maisa ha'iser k'dei she'tomar de'belo miskavein ha'bekilu lo asahu ha'maisa klal. If there's an iser ma'isa, then you could talk about ma'isa, kavana pattering. But by these, the definition of the avera is not the ma'isa. The ze'eno, the ba'avera sachilu, bias harei, belav, hachi, ena ma'isa avera klal, v'rak hargashas, hahana'a hu avera, v'habilti nirtse. V'yemkein ma'abakach lo niskaven, v'shayi misasek, sof, hirgish hana'a, b'chelev u'me'erva, v'nasa shaper, maser asra Torah, v'shaper roish yishchaye, v'dok, hey tapes. That's an important discussion. He has a couple of more pages. Kedarko b'kodesh, but that is misase b'chalam arayas. And here too, the Gemara says, kodesh, right? The, it's about the isser hana, the isser hana. There is a machlokas. What is the pashup shot of that pasuk? Right? Machlokas, Rashi, Ramban, Unkelis. What does it mean when the pasuk says in Kisesi, velosia kedesha mibenos Yisrael? There shouldn't be a kedesha. What is a kedesha? So Rashi quotes, mikudeshes u'mizumenes liznus. Meaning a woman, or a man, but it's formulated as a woman. A kadesha is a woman who opens herself to the world. Lashon Rashi says the Ramban, so we're talking only about, what about a pnuya that has one maisabiyah? That's not an isidar isa. Right, Kadesh is only always Mikudesh Mizumenes Lesnus. So Lamaisa, there is a day like that in the Rishonim. Tosas at the end of the first parak of Erevin has a day like that. But that's the Ramban. So the Ramban thinks is a different shot. Vanira Be'enai, that this lav is on Bezdin. Hu Ashara LeBezdin, says the Ramban. Shalo Yanichu Achas Mibenos Yisrael Lios Yosheves Beparshas Drachim. There shouldn't be anyone who is involved in that illicit type of behavior. Bezdin has to make sure, ala derech lezimo, shetakin lakuba shalzonos, right? The Bezdin has to make sure that this is not existed in Klal Yisrael. V'chein yazer lebezdin al hakodesh. V'al derech hapshat, and then he says, pshat, afilu sheyishkev amanashim bekuba, sheyasalo mezumenes lezima v'chulu, hisir lebezdin. V'yir alishkin das unkelis, he talks about unkelis, but unkelis brings in avadim too. Some say this means shifcha. Shifcha. Okay, different pshatim about what exactly is the pasuk referring to, pashup shat. But this is all number two. Well, so what's the source for Isra Anah Bakilei HaKerem? Number one, Avodah Zarah. Number two, Bios Asuros. Number three, Isda Bayi Nishmei Min Adah. Damar Chanina, Pen Tikdash, Pen Tukad Ba'ish. Tukdash means Tukad Ba'ish. It has to be burned in fire. And there's a Chiyuv Sreifa, Tosfos in Temura. We mentioned that Tosfos a few days ago. Tosfos in Temura said, this is one of the Nisrafin. One of the Nisrafin, it has to be burned. The Minchas Chinuch goes through in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav, goes through many different items. What has to be burned? What has to be? Why is that Kuf Mem Vav? That's about burning Basar Kodesh and Nitma. So there he says, Arla V'kilei HaKerem Darshinan Pen Tikdash Pen Tukad Eish Imkein Minatorah Bisreifa. Minatorah Bisreifa. And what about Arla? So Tzorachim Minalandu Bisreifa. How do you know from Arla? Kilei HaKerem is Mefurish. End up from Arla, so Nira de lo Brira lu davarze Muchach Deifranik Baran Vchulu. So the Minchas Chinuch talks about all of the items that have to be burnt. Okay, So that's continue. Ksiv lo tizra karmacha kilayim. Now getting back to something we mentioned in the past, malamed. These are all rules and regulations of now kilay akerim, kilay zraim. Right here, tucked away in the eighth parak of kilayim. So the pasuk says lo tizra karmacha kilayim malamed she'eno chayvat sheyizra shnei minim b'kerem divrei Rabbi Yoshiya. Rabbi Yoshiya shita, which is also quoted in the Bavli with some changes, that you only violate this pasuk. Don't plant karmacha kilayim. It has to be where you take two different seeds, let's say wheat and barley, and plant them in your kerem with a grape seed. In the Bavli, it's even more tight and limited. Only if you plant them b'mapolas yad. Right? From this line, it sounds like if you have a kerem that's already standing, and then you plant two seeds, so that's good enough. You get that from this Rabbi Yoshiya. But if you look elsewhere in the Gemara Brachos, in the Bavli Daf Chaf Beis, and Kiddushin Daf Lamates, I think, that it is no. It has to be only b'mapolas yad. If it's one's already there and then you plant, that's not going to be the Issa D'Oraisa, or at least not the Issa D'Oraisa with Malkus. So that's a big discussion in all the Rishonim. First of all, is there a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi about Rabbi Yoshiya? Or maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yoshiya means that to get Malkus, it has to be b'mapolas yad. You have to have the wheat and the barley and the grape seed planted all at once. Or but it could be usur even daraisa without that, or it's not usur daraisa if you don't do it that way. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. But this is Rabbi Yoshiya, right? The Rashba discusses this. Just to pick one Rishon. Again, so all the Chachmei Svara discuss it in Kiddush Lamates. I read it from the Rashba. Let's just do a little bit more of the Gemara, and then maybe we'll come back to the Rashba. So the Gemara says, you only chayav to two minim, because it says Karmacha in your kerem kilayim, which are kilayim with each other. Rabbi Yonah son Amar Afilu Min Echad. Rabbi Yonah says, no, even one min with one min of Yerakos or Tfua with kerem, so that would be enough to be usur. All that is Rabbi Yonah son. So according to Rabbi Yonah son, he said even one min. So there are two psukim. We discussed this at the beginning of the Masechta. Two psukim referring to kilayim. Sad Cholos Sizra kilayim. That's kilay zraim. That's one. So that would include anything, right? That would include even kerem. Don't plant your field kilayim. Leiz Adavar Nemar Lo Sizra Karmacha kilayim. Why does it say the next pasuk if it already is included in Lo Sizra kilayim? Why does it say the next one? Chavraya Amrin LaHachmer Alav to teach me a chumra. Afilu min echad. The second pasuk is to teach me even one min. That's how Rabbi Yonah son understands the extra pasuk. Al daitid Rabbi Yoshiya. Rabbi Yoshiya would say no. Sa dechalos hizra kilayim. That's the first pasuk. Leiz adavar nemar lo hizra karmacha kilayim. Why do you have the second pasuk? Chavraya amrin la hasraya. Two, regarding hasra'a. For hasra'a, meaning shehisra, because it's the second lav. The kilayim in general, that's the first pasuk. And the second pasuk is specifically by kerem. So, if you to plant a kerem, it's possible that you could violate two aveiros. Shem hisrubo, mishum sadcha, loke. Mishum karmacha, loke. If you plant a kerem, either pasuk is going to get you malchus. Either pasuk is going to get you malchus. And if you planted the marafolda says, if it's im hisrubo nami mishum kalai kerem loke shtayim. Right? If you say both, if you warn him for both, loke shtayim. It's not mefurish, but it sounds like from here, regarding hasra, so is that just in terms of regarding the Isser? Depends what you warn. Do you have to say the Pusik? So there is a Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf that an Achronim made famous. Right? Shavuos Rashi and Shavuos Chaf and Abayz, it sounds like from that Rashi that you have to give Hasra'ah by quoting the Pusik in Chumash, which sometimes gets tricky because the Machlokas Rishonim about or Machlokas Amoraim, what the source is of certain Isurim. This is the Minchas Chinuch. Again, there are a couple of things that Minchas Chinuch loves to talk about, right? The Taz about the Rabbana not being able to answer something that's before Shpeheter Ben HaTorah. I would say the Taz and this Rashi. The Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf. Right? The Minchas Chinuch talks about this inside my Minchas Chinuch. Right, Kuf Mem Hei, Reish Aleph, Reish Tes, Reish Yudal, Reish Nun Hei. He loves talking about this Rashi about and coming up with Nafkaminis that if you don't mention the Pusik, so then it is not going to be Usher. But that's the Minchas Chinuch again talks about this. He says Mikal Makom. I'm just going to read one Kuf Mem Hei. Nafkamino Fimashen Kasafti Kama Pa'amim Demalkus Orach Lasus Bo Mishum Halav Ayn Rashi Shvuas Chafam Abayz V'Imken Kan Yuchal Lasus Bo O Mishum Lav Zeh O Mishum Lav Demaiser. Right? Sometimes you have a choice. Sometimes you have a choice. Which Pusik? So maybe that's how he could understand this Gemara too. That one is more inclusive. But you could say either one to violate the Isser of Kilai HaKerem. Okay, so let's continue. So the Gemara says now, Amar Rebbe Bun Barchia, Li Tein Lo, a different answer. A different answer, why? What do you need the second pasuk for? Li Tein Lo Shir Acher. To give each one, why do you have a separate pasuk for Kilei Zeraim or Kilei Akerim? Because they're different Shiurim. Distance, how much you have the distance between Zeraim or between a Kerem and Zeraim. Taman by Kilei Zeraim, Shisha Tvachim. Six Tvachim. This was a long time ago. We did this exactly 2 months ago, back on the Ches Amid Beis. Ches Amid Beis. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll read it. Eino Chayiv Achi Yushisha Al Shisha. You only Chayiv Daraisa. If the Kilei Zeraim are planted within six Tvachim of each other, Mukrachin Betoch Sade Tvua O Mukafin Geder. Surrounded by a fence. Surrounded by a fence. That's the Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Ches Amid Beis. So six Tvachim is the Shir. And as we know in Kilei Akerim, the Kan, Arba Amos. As Rabbi Kilei Akerim, it's four Amos outside of a Kerim. So it's different Shiurim. That's why you have different Psukim. Look at the bottom Mara folder. Little Shir Acheres, Vav Tvachim L'Shnei Aminim, Dehach Yushir Shalahem. That's the Shir for Kilei Zeraim, as I said in this end of the first parak, as we just looked at. V'Shechid Zeraim B'Tov Vav Tavim Vukav and Geder. U'Bein Shnei Haminim L'Chartzan Shi'uro Dalet Amos. Kidetan, as we know, Avodas Akerim, Dalet Amos. V'Naf Gemino L'Inyin Kidesh, Sibesefet Akra. Right, it's B'Kadesh, even if it's within Dalet Amos. It's more than six Tvachim away, but if it's within Dalet Amos, so then that's going to be Asur. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Mana Kayamim. We think that Rabbi Bun is talking about one case. If you have one case and you have Kilei Zeraim and Kilei Hakerem planted there, the Kilei Zeraim need to be within six Tvachim. But if they're not, it's not going to be Kilei Zeraim, even though it's still going to be within four Amos of the Kilei Hakerem. Right? Because we said before that you need two, let's say two Minim within the proximity of the Kerem. So Mana Kaimina. So explains the Mara Folda. L'Rebbe Bun. How do you find, according to Rabbi Yoshia, where Rabbi Yoshia says you have to have two minim of Zeraim and the Kerem. So how do you ever have that case where the Zeraim are not going to be within six Tvachim of each other, or even if they are, so then that they're going to have their requirements, but Kilei Kerem has its requirements. What do you mean? We just said on Daf Ches, Kilei Zeraim requires a fence around it. So where is this fence? Man Kayama, what are we talking about? So we're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's shot of this line. Imbish asa geder mi bifnim. Is it you made a fence around the Kilei Zeraim, and therefore that's why it's Kilei Zeraim within six Tvachim, but you, let's say, include, it has to be Kilei Kerem also. So let's say you made a fence and you went around one vine in the Kerem. So within this fence, there's one vine and there's the Kilei Zeraim. But then Batal HaKerem, that's not a case where you need four Amos, because you put up the fence is mafsik for Kilei HaKerem, and therefore you would need four Amos from that one vine inside the fence. In B'Shasa Geder Mi Bachus, and if you want to say, no, you built the fence all around the whole thing, around the Zeraim, around the Kerem, it includes the whole Kerem also. Then Zeo HaMachol, then four Amos isn't the Shir that we learned in the previous Prakim. Machol HaKerem requires 12 Amos outside when you have a fence surrounding a Kerem. So what's the case of Rabbi Bun Rabbi Yoshia? The case of Rabbi Bun Rabbi Yoshia is, what's the case where there's a fence? Where do you put the fence? Others have different shadim about what the question of the Gemara here is. Is it the fence totally outside or inside, but I found it smooth to read the Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pshat. So the Gemara says, Ela kianan kaiminan, it must be the following. You don't really have any fence. What do you mean? You need a fence. You need a fence for Kilei Zeraim. You have a substitute fence. You have a large wheat field next to a kerem, and within the middle of the wheat field, you made a clearing, and you put some barley there. So the fence around the barley is the wheat itself. But it's not enough of a fence to be able to be separate from the Kerem. How this works with Elagamaras is Akasha, not for now. You cleared out an area within the standing grain. And therefore, the Kilei Zeraim are fenced in. They could be six Tvachim away from each other, all within four Amos of the Kerem. And therefore, that's the case that Reb Bun could be talking about. And the Gemara just mentions, and this connects to what we've said earlier in the Masechta of Asiyah, Kedam Rabbi Chanina, Ein Oser Nasa Michitza LaHatzil, Sovereign Meimar Oser Nasa Michitza LeEser. Right? We're using the standing stalk to cause problems. Right? It's not helping out. The standing stalk is not enough of a machitza to separate from the kerem that it is not kilei kerem, but it is enough to enclose the kilei zroim to be that fence that you need, like Rabbi Yochanan said back on the fence, that you need a fence around the kilei zroim to be able to look at it all together. So the grain, it only could cause problems and doesn't help you out. So that's what Rabbi Chanina says. Again, we had it earlier. Eina oser na'asa machitza lahatzil. It's not going to be a mechitza. The oser, the grain, is not going to be a mechitza to save you from the kerem. But saber meimar oser nasa mechitza lasar. But it will create isurim. Okay, so we continue next time with more issues of kilei hakerem and kilei zroim. And again, on the horizon, in a little bit later in the perek, we'll get to kilei behema, which starts on daf ayin aleph amid base. Okay, we'll stop here.